She's in her mid-50s. She's about 56 or 57 now. She's actually an employee at our institution, works with the Physician Network Group. She had some rectal bleeding that was one or two episodes. Didn't really set alarms particularly, but then she had some change in her bowels with more bleeding, and that prompted her to see her physicians. She had a fairly quick workup. She had a digital rectal examination, and that showed a mass, and then she had a flexible sigmoidoscopy. And she had what I'll describe as a mid to low rectal tumor. It was about 5 centimeters from the anal verge. And this is sort of a gray zone, I think. It may have been slightly lower because I know her surgery ended up being a proctectomy with a coloanal anastomosis, so all the way down to the sphincters, basically. And some of your surgical people may roll their eyes, but she did not have a low anterior resection. She did have basically her entire rectum removed.
What did her ultrasound show?
She had T3N1 disease, and that's important for me to point out, Neil. So when we have patients like this, virtually everyone, unless CT is clear about their TNM staging, and as you know, CT is not particularly sensitive in that area. What we look for on CT that tells us we think they're transmural is stranding in the perirectal fat, or if we see reasonably sized nodules of lymph nodes in the perirectal fat, that's a patient who we might not put through an EUS. Now, at other institutions, they're using endocoil, MR, etc. A lot of people are into MR. We've really find that the EUS is a fairly user-friendly way. We can triage those patients to the gastroenterologist fairly quickly and get an answer in terms of clinical staging. And the reason clinical staging is important to us is, first of all, to get on a protocol of preoperative therapy, you either need to be transmural, T3, T4. T4 would typically not go on a resectable protocol, but you need to be transmural or you need to have node positive. Because those are patients who, if they went to the OR, we would say up front, we would say those patients would need postoperative therapy. So we're comfortable, based on the US staging, understanding it's not perfect, it's not 100% accurate, is a good system to identify patients who will benefit or potentially benefit from pre-op therapy, because typically they would need it post-operatively.